All right, start on the pole, Mr. Muldoon. How'd you manage that?
Just hold the pedal to the floor and hope it sticks, I guess.
At what point today did you know that you had a car that had a chance, or were you thinking, anything can happen?
I was coming into today thinking, you know, we had a top five, top ten car. I didn't expect to get the pole today, but when we went out in the last final practice and we were top three, I was like, maybe we can put it up front. I knew the car in practice that it had some more in it, and even in qualifying, it still had a little more speed left. Just needed a little more stagger, but I'll take it, and it's good to start on the pole, but it's pretty hard to be the rabbit and have to go out there and set the pace. So
yeah, I was going to say, you've been around for a couple of years, but as far as starting on the pole in the Classic, you have 34 cars in the field. I'm not going to say you're going to give the lead to Laver in the beginning, but you don't like being the rabbit, like you just said. It's going to be a lot of traffic.
I mean, if someone wants to be the hero and go out and run 17 threes and fours, by all means, they can go ahead and take the lead. I'm going to kind of go with my own pace. If someone shows me a wheel, they can have it. I mean, it's just you got to be there at the end. And
get a pit again?
It's always an option. We never really plan to or plan not to. It's more so, you know, at 150, if you feel that we don't have a chance to win the race, we'll probably pit. If we feel that we have any chance of winning the race, then, yeah, we'll stay out and take our chances.
Pole sitter. Any more pressure than not being the pole sitter to win the race, or at least perform really, really well?
I'd say there's a little more pressure as being the pole sitter. There's always a ton of pressure going into Classic, and even today at qualifying, there was a ton of pressure, but, you know, it's all part of the deal, and I just try to put it all on the back burner and not think about it.
It's almost as nice as a feature win?
Not quite.
It's pretty nice, though.
Oh, yeah, you get a nice $1,000 paycheck, so that's pretty nice. Not that I see it, but, you know, it goes right to the racing fund, but, it's always nice.
Who do you have to thank for your pole position tonight?
I'd like to thank my whole crew and my dad. They put in a ton of hours this summer and a lot of hours this week when I was at school just getting the car ready. And I'd like to thank all my sponsors, Royal Purple, All Car Care, FX Caprera, and BBD Powder Coaters.